Many times in the past, we have spoken and written of the Savior. His name, Yeshua, Yahshua, or Emmanuel. His power over principalities in heaven and earth, over the human body, the human mind, and even the natural elements. We've considered his work, his message, his healing powers, and the poverty he gladly accepted in order to save mankind. We've considered several important questions others have asked him or about him. Some of these questions are, art thou he that is to come, or do we look for another? You will find it in Matthew chapter 11, verse 3. Next question, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? You can find that in John chapter 18, verse 37. Next question, then said they unto him, who art thou? John chapter 1, verse 22. And Pilate answered and said unto him, again, what will ye then that I shall do unto him whom ye call the King of the Jews? Mark chapter 15, verse 12. We've considered some questions the Savior has asked others. Whom do men say that I am? Mark chapter 8, verse 27. Whom say ye that I am? And Peter answereth and saith unto him, thou art the Christ. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. What will ye that I shall do unto you? And you will find that in Matthew chapter 20, verse 32. This Sabbath, we will take a spiritual microscope and study one verse in Scripture and follow the advice of John the Baptist when he said, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. Let's talk about the Son of God. Jehovah, the God of Israel, is referred to in Scripture as our Heavenly Father, the Ancient of Days, the Most High, El Shaddai, the Holy One of Israel, and I Am. The Almighty has a Son, an only begotten Son, one who issued from his spiritual body just as surely as an earthly son issues from his earthly father's physical body. Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is that son. Yeshua is not just a good man, a great prophet or leader who did mighty miracles in the distant past and who taught mankind many wonderful truths. He is the Son of the Almighty God. He is God's only begotten Son, which means he was not created as the angels were, not adopted like one adopts an orphan, but he was begotten of his Father. He is also the express image of his Heavenly Father. This means that his motives, his thoughts, his words, his deeds, and the principles by which he lived were identical to his Father's. In fact, Jesus was the express image, a visible expression of his Father's character. To be sure, they are two separate individuals who inhabit two separate bodies, but they are in total agreement. They have one purpose, one set of doctrines, and one plan. The prophet Daniel describes a meeting of these two beings in these words. Notice their descriptions. A, the Ancient of Days, and B, the Son of Man. Let's go there. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. We're talking about the Father and the Son. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Beginning in verse 9, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was as white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld them because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the breast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. Verse 12, as concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. Verse 13, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. Verse 14, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Why did the Father, the Ancient of Days, hand over total authority to his Son? The answer is because he was totally satisfied with his Son's performance. The Apostle Matthew tells us of this when he heard the Father testify of his Son's performance. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Son tells us in the following words of his Father's plan to save mankind. Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let's talk about the sacrificial lamb. Besides being the only begotten Son of the Most High, a position which itself is of inestimable worth, Yeshua is the Lamb of God. He is Yahweh's sacrifice for sin. He alone can take away your sins, my sins, and the sins of the entire world. What does this mean to us? It means this. The wages of sin, transgression of Yahweh's law, is death, eternal death. The Almighty does not want any human being, however guilty he or she may be, to suffer that penalty. So he provided a way of escape, someone who would die in the guilty sinner's place. That someone was his only begotten Son, Yeshua, who agreed with his Father's plan. To demonstrate the plan of salvation, the animal sacrificial system of the Old Testament was designed. It was to be a model, the type, a living drama, an object lesson, a spiritual blueprint of the reality to come. The reality was Jesus Christ's death on Calvary. To obtain forgiveness for sin, the sinner was to take the blood of the sacrifice, confess his or her sins over it, and forgiveness was granted. Before Calvary, this forgiveness was provisional. After Calvary, it was guaranteed. When the Savior, the real Lamb of God, sacrificed his life, he paid the price for your sins and mine. Our forgiveness, our salvation, our redemption, our inheritance was assured. It now remains for us to accept by faith these guaranteed spiritual provisions. This and no other is the plan of salvation. Yahweh's provision for man's salvation has been made. Yet, strange as it may seem, the Father is making a greater sacrifice than his Son did. A sacrifice he has kept secret from the whole universe. Look up Genesis chapter 22 and read from verses 8 to 13. Secret because no mind in heaven or earth can properly understand the intense sorrow, pain, and separation that sin produced between the Almighty and his creation. Secret also because he, the Father, is far too modest of being to tell of his own sacrifice in the plan of salvation. A sacrifice in which he beggared himself in order to save his human race from annihilation. But that is another subject. Let's talk about the one that taketh away the sin of the world. It is possible to speak at length on the subject of sin and its cure. 1,000 facts, arguments, and illustrations present themselves. The subject is vast. But today, I will concentrate on just one aspect, that Yeshua is the only remedy for sin. Yes, in every area of human disorder, he alone is the answer. Other answers to man's problems may present themselves, be tried, and for a time may even appear to work. But, sooner or later, all man-made efforts will end in disaster, in failure, so complete that every thinking mind will eventually admit that man is unable to save himself from any of his many problems. Let's consider just a few areas where mankind faces massive problems. What about political peace? The human race balances on the brink of another world war, a war which would cripple the economies of all nations. Areas of current unrest include the former Soviet Union, Africa, Afghanistan, Ceylon, the Far East, Bosnia, Ireland, China, and the Middle East, North Korea, and now it's even getting closer home to the USA and Canada. Every week we hear of yet another flare-up, often in places of which many of us have never even heard. What about health? AIDS, and possibly even more deadly diseases, are an increasing threat. The world's punny medical resources could never hope to cure multiplied millions of sick and diseased folk. What about our environment? Planet Earth is dying. The air we breathe, the water we drink, and the soil on which we grow our food is becoming polluted, sick. Nothing we can do however valiantly we try, can reverse the destructive efforts of modern industrial farming on Earth's ecosystems. Everyone knows this. What about unemployment? Unemployment is a major problem in virtually every country on Earth. Within weeks, a whole community could find themselves out of work. The closure of a single factory often spells disaster for a community or town. Unemployment spawns many other social ills, too numerous to mention. What about our governments? Corrupt governments, corrupt officials, impotent laws, and short-sighted plans have totally disrupted many nations of the world. The citizens of many countries have become ungovernable. What about our social problems? Broken homes, violence, drunkenness, adultery, divorce, rape, incest, burglary, drug abuse, homelessness, starvation, and widespread poverty. The list is long, and the list is growing. It is at this time, amid all these dead-end circumstances, I ask you to behold Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. His name means the salvation of Yahweh. He is the answer to life's problems. He alone can pull you out of your troubles and grant you forgiveness. He can grant you peace of mind and grant you spiritual prosperity in this world and life eternal in the world to come. The word behold means look at, scrutinize, consider, concentrate on Yeshua, Jesus Christ, Yahweh's Lamb, Yahweh's only begotten Son. The apostles all advise us to do the same thing, to behold and seriously consider the Savior. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 18. Matthew chapter 12, verse 18 reads, "Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles." Going on to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus." Revelation 3, verse 20. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." Consider also these things. The catalog of disaster sin has brought about in this world. The amazing sacrifice Yahweh made in sending his only begotten Son to pay the price for sin. Have you accepted his offer of mercy? Do not delay doing so. The still secret cost to himself the Father made in order to save men and angels from annihilation. It will take an eternity to appreciate this still hidden price. The present offer of free salvation through his Son that Yahweh is making to you. Acceptance means adoption into the family of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath shown unto us, that we should be called the sons of God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Consider these things. Don't just dismiss them from your mind. Think about them. Talk about them to your loved ones. Pray about them. Nothing in heaven or earth can compare with their importance. Your top priority at this very moment should be to accept salvation. You cannot afford to throw away the gift and the free gift of eternal life. It's infinitely more important than you or I can remotely imagine. But it's true. Yahweh's word guarantees your salvation if you put your trust in him. This guarantee comes to you free of charge through the merits of the Lamb of God, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Amen.